Turtle Man and the Phantom saving the day, chasing villains away. Turtle Man and the Phantom, powers combined, evils not intertwined. Turtle Man and the Phantom, together here, dangerous reason to fear. Turtle Man and the Phantom, Turtle Man and the Phantom, Turtle Man. The Phantom, Turtle Man, the Phantom.
Pow! Okay, guys, here we are.
Turtle Man, why did you drive us out here exactly?
Yeah, it's weird.
You guys haven't seen by all the pinewood trees out here. One of them will be perfect for a Christmas tree, I know it. We can even find one for your places too.
I don't really do Christmas trees, but thanks.
I'm not exactly sure. I want a wet, probably rotting tree covered in snow. Literally any store could have something better and more hygienic than that. Victor! What are you doing all the way out here, man?
Oh, hey guys. I'm collecting spices.
Spices? What for? You're not making that nasty spice brown stuff again, are you? That stuff did not hit the spot.
I think you're talking about cinnamon. And no, I'm collecting these spices to add to my delicious mince pies that I'll be selling at my bakery on Christmas.
How oh so very fascinating. Not.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Hey, since we are friends, maybe you guys could come taste test them on Christmas Eve. That way, we'll know if they're nice and if any of them will need to be thrown out since they had rats in them like last time.
Alright.
Yuck.
Victor, what is that huge shadow behind you?
What are you talking about?
What is that huge shadow behind me?
Santa!
I don't believe it.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you all.
Wait a second. That isn't Santa. Why is he purple? What are you talking about, dude? Of course that's Santa.
Well, you see, I've been infected with rabies that turns you purple.
That makes complete sense. Like this one time, a little mosquito bit me and my whole body turned blue for a couple of days. It didn't even hurt, but I felt like I kept losing blood out of a specific area.
Yeah, alright then. Well, this looks fun and all, guys, but I've got dozens of mince pies to bake in just 2 days, and I've collected all the spices I need, so I'm gonna head out. Sucks to be him, he's missing out.
Why have you come to us, Santa? What do you want?
Well, you three boys are my nice list this year. In fact, you've been so nice that I have come to request your help in spreading Christmas spirit all over the world.
Really? Wowie! I knew I had a feeling that I was a good little boy this year, but not this good.
Yes, you've all been excellent.
Meanwhile...
So, what do you boys say, huh? Wanna help old Santa with a special Christmas mission?
I know I asked this a lot, boss, but what exactly is the endgame of this scheme?
Boss to you, squire. Anyway, I'll trick these three into committing loads of bad deeds so that they'll be sure to end up on the naughty list. Then we'll do a bunch of our own good deeds and look way better in comparison. But the nice list will have three slots available just for us.
I thought Santa was a real though, boss. I thought he was just a metaphor created by parents who want their children to act nicer by telling them he's always watching all year round and will deliver them coal if they are bad, but nice presents if they are good. Thus adding fuel to the raging fire that is the commercialism of Christmas.
Shut up, Veyolder.
Yeah, shut up, Veyolder!
Yes, Santa, we'll be happy to help out with your Christmas mission. I mean, you're the Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess so.
Splendid! What better place to start our gifting than the island of Yoshi Resort There always seems to be some conflict or annoying glitches or something like that going on there.
Sounds good, but how should we get over there? I guess we could call Gerald and see if he's got a plane ride available.
Oh, no need to worry about any of that nonsense. We can just use my sleigh to get there.
Well, would you look at that?
Yeah, that's great. Looks like a little bit of an old model, but other than that, it's great.
So I guess we're really doing this then. Alright.
Hop aboard, boys. I'll fly you to Yoshi Resort. Ho, ho, ho. Well, here we are, boys. Yoshi Resort.
Yeah, we know what this place looks like by now.
Alrighty then. His box is filled with Christmas spirit. I want you boys to take these and give them to people all around the place.
Ooh, this does sound oh so generous.
What's inside of them?
Ho ho, nope. It's a secret. Look inside and I'll murder everyone you love, my boy.
Alrighty then.
Now, go spread Christmas spirit all across this drab place. Ho ho ho!
Hey guys, does this seem shady to you as well? Or is it just me?
What are you talking about, man? Santa himself wants us to help give these gifts out and spread Christmas joy everywhere. What could be shady about that?
I dunno. It's just, doesn't it seem weird that Santa came to us specifically all purple when he's usually red and asking us to give out these heavy boxes that we're not meant to look inside?
Nothing about what you just said sounds weird to me.
Me neither. This is Santa we're talking about, and saving people from a bleak Christmas that we're talking about. Just chill up, officer M dude, alright?
Whatever.
Well, we did it, guys. All of Santa's Christmas cheer has been handed out.
Yeah, I think we did a great thing here, guys.
Well, they don't seem to share our opinion.
Boo.
You guys caused nothing but trouble here.
You've really done it this time, cuz.
Get out!
I don't get it. What's wrong? We did what Santa told us to do by handing out those boxes. Why is everyone mad?
Stop with you, bitches.
What exactly is the problem, strange skeleton man? Why is everyone upset at us for just doing what Santa told us to do?
Did you even look inside the boxes you'd been handing out? Misuppose Santa told you to give away boxes filled with old heads, bobs, fearable and foiled cookies with really mean messages inside, and you didn't even think to take a look inside?
Santa said we weren't supposed to.
I told you guys there was something shady about this. I say we go confront him.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Officer M. He might not be the nice and jolly fellow we thought he was at first.
You thought at first. Not me. But yeah, whatever.
Sure, he's got a perfectly reasonable explanation for this, guys. Don't worry. Santa! What are you doing all the way out here, where it's cold and wet and nasty?
Just like the trees Turtle Man was looking for earlier.
Oh, howdy, boys. Just looking around, taking in this lovely view.
So, Santa, why did you ask us to deliver those boxes filled with horrible things in them?
Yeah, no real Santa would never make someone do that.
Ho-ho, what are you talking about? It's me, Santa. Don't make me put you on the naughty list now.
I don't think this guy is Santa at all. He's a phony Santa.
Yeah!
That's it, boys. You asked for this.
Holy flipping flippity flip.
You know, guys, I don't think this is the real Santa. Santa can't breathe fire.
Really? You think this isn't a real Santa? No way!
Looks like we're in for some action, guys. Get him!
Hey, that looks like a weak spot. I'll try and hit it.
Well, by the weak spot, I guess you meant the completely cool Santa spot.
Wait, guys. Look at poor old purple Santa. He was a robot all along.
Can robots get rabies?
Check this out, guys. There's something inscripted on the metal Santa's made of. This fresh and finely forged metal is the property of...
Damn it!
How dare you dumbheads destroy yet another one of my cleverly disguised robots? It was going so well this time.
They're not always so cleverly disguised, but
They're usually fine, I guess. Oh, of course it's you. I should have guessed that this was all was nothing more than another one of annoying devourer's plans to spite us. For a reason I don't even flippin' remember at this point.
I guess the moral is that if anything good is happening, then we can assume it's the devourer tricking us.
Yes, but yes, it's too late to stop us anyway, by giving all those horrible things to loads of people for no real reason, you've basically guaranteed yourself on the annoy list. Me and the guys just gave away $500 and 100 drinks of water to starving people worldwide. And something tells me there's going to be three lovely spots for us on Santa's nice list.
Was that 500,000 donuts and 100,000 waters overall, or each?
Oh yeah, that's pretty generous.
Well, you won't be able to get on the nice list if you're dead. Get him, guys!
Fellas, don't fight back! Santa might see us using violence and consider that naughty!
Think I've seen all the time need to this year round.
Santa!
Santa!
Yes, it's really me. Ho ho ho. Now, I see that you've been really naughty this year, Devourer. I mean, you're always a rotten little cookie. But this year, you tried to taint the image of my three favourite do-gooders. That requires serious punishment. Now, as for you three...
Sorry, Santa. We didn't know. We thought it was the real you. We didn't mean to spread harm.
Yeah, please don't mildly scold us as well.
Ho ho ho, I'm not going to punish you boys, silly. You spend every year defending your home and its inhabitants from threats, whether it's those storms from magical frost nights, or fog-spitting portals, or someone who just keeps pulling the fire alarms, and you always succeed in keeping everyone safe. That makes you some of the nicest all on my list.
Oh yeah, I guess all that's true about me. He's not talking about you lot, though.
Now, hop aboard my sleigh, boys. I'll take you all home and use some of my Christmas magic to undo those bad deeds.
All right.
Here we are, boys, back home. Just in time for Christmas Eve, too.
Oh, my beans! Is that Santa Claus you bought for me? You three were the only people who remembered my birthday.
Oh, no. He just brought us back home after we accidentally did some bad stuff. Also, it's not your birthday, dude.
Oh.
Oh, man. I never made the time to get a Christmas tree for my crib.
Don't worry about that, my boy. Here you go.
Thanks, Santa. Whoa. A little big, but I'm sure I'll be able to fit it in without destroying my cove's structural foundations.
Guys, you thinking what I'm thinking?
Christmas party!
Wow, guys. This party really hits the spot. Even more now that I'm here. Mince pies! Mince pies! Get your mince pies here!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give a warm welcome to the honor that Mr. Wes...
Hey, this song's great!
Yeah, I wonder who made it.